worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Oh, if this is the first episode you're ever listening to do a freak accident, things are about to get a little weird.
Really weird.
Oh, yeah. We'll explain that in a little bit. I am Lazy E, your host for the first time or long time, and I'm here with my hostess to the mostest, my right-hand girl, well, my left-hand girl right now. It's Mickey.
Hi, guys. How are ya?
Yeah, this is where it gets weird, because we don't know what... Well, I know we have to send you to our website. It's the one-stop shop for everything a freak accident. You just go to afreakaccident.com. You click the connect button on the menu bar. You get us on social media. Plus, we have all the stories that we're talking about right on there.
We're on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook always.
Yeah, and it's right on that website as well. And, you know, all that junk and Instagram and Twitter. We don't do Vine because it doesn't exist anymore.
You would be correct.
Yeah, I knew that story was coming out like a month ago. They were saying they're closing it. And I guess Twitter closing all those jobs didn't help.
No, absolutely not.
But the reason things are going to get weird tonight is if you were listening to last episode, which you get by going to afreakaccident.com, click on podcast, all the episodes we've ever done right there. Crisco had to take a leave of absence because of his job.
So now E is our host.
Oh, God. 12 years of radio. Come on. This is the time to pick it up. And that's why it might sound a little different. We don't know.
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, literally, we don't know what we're doing. You see, Crisco's so good at this that I don't even know where this stuff is. He would be able to do, like, you know.
We don't know what we're doing.
He's so much faster at that.
Yeah.
He's looked at this before. I kind of just put it together. But the good thing is, I was working with some high-tech people over in... And they built us something. It's something we call the Criscobotic.
Oh, boy.
Crisco, do you want me to turn it on? All right. It takes a little bit here. I brought it. That's what I lugged in here. That's what's next to me. Here we go. We're going to try turning this on. All right. You got to type in a few stuff. All right. Get the coordinates correct. All right. All right. Nope, it's still not working. All right. I think we may have got the Criscobotic up. So you want to try this out?
I'm kind of scared.
Why don't you say hi to Crisco?
Hi, Crisco.
Hi, Mickey.
Oh, boy.
You like that? You like that? Crisco, what is the name of our show?
It's a freak accident.
Boom. This is great. He doesn't even have to be on the show.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I know.
You want to be on the show, but you're working.
I am tired.
I know.
He's always tired.
I know.
Yeah.
He is always tired. He is. But he had to get a job because he's, well...
Poor.
He is poor. So what do you want to ask him? You got to ask him something. Ask him anything.
What is the grossest thing you've ever done?
You know, I don't know. Those old-looking clunky things with the tissue paper.
Oops. Wow, that's a little weird.
I chase him down, tackle him, and demand answers.
Now, you see, that's just ridiculous. Why would you demand answers like that? That's just cruel.
Well, answers are good.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Crisco, how does a car go?
Yeah!
It's my favorite thing he's ever said. The Criscobotic, I'm sure, will make a lot of presences here on the show in the next couple weeks, or hopefully he could come back a lot sooner. I'm hoping.
I'm praying here.
Yeah, we're kind of running on steam here. Let's see how this works out. On today's show, we have something everybody's talking about. The Ringling Circus, done. Gone.
Boo. I blame PETA.
Oh, well, we'll get into that. We'll be talking about that. Then we have this guy. He's explaining what's wrong with millennials in the workplace. I'm sure we could come up with a litany of reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, he's going to run them down. We'll see if we agree. He might be a little harsh on them.
I watched the video.
You guys could decide for yourself. We also have this little segment we're going to do. Since it's only myself and Mickey, we're going to get a girls and guys perspective. Your questions answered by us from, obviously, a girl and a guy. We're still trying to figure out who is who, but I'm sure we'll figure it out by the time we get to that segment. I don't know for myself.
I totally just blanked on that and realized where you were going.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah.
And we have, how many of these gross things have you actually done? This might surprise you because it scares me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. There. I might do a lot of these. You guys might do a lot of these. Mickey, I think you.
I'm sure I do plenty of them.
Yeah. And then we'll end things out with football. Final week. Oh, my God.
Yay! Football's over!
Did you hear what happened in the Steelers locker room?
No.
Oh, it got weird, bad, and one of their top players did something very, very wrong.
Great.
Yeah, that's all coming up next on a new episode of A Freak Accident. We made it.
We're still here.
A Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Yes, the sounds of the circus. Clowns are at the circus, right?
We are struggling so hard here.
Listen, it's our first time by ourselves.
I know.
You know who's really struggling? The Ringling Brothers Circus.
They are.
Closed.
Closing. Closing, right. I think their last
May.
Day is May.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're going to be doing it through May. And there's a litany of problems. Declining attendance combined with high operation costs. What operation costs changed?
Food. The cost of food to feed the animals.
It's like hay and dirt.
I think PETA might have something to do with it.
Probably. Probably. And then, well, that's also the public taste. That's the reason why they're closing, sure, as well. Is because they just, nobody wants to go because there's this big outcry. Like, put it this way. Back when we first saw this story, how many days ago? If this happened 20, 30 years ago, and maybe this is just me because I was so young at the time, or according to you, I was like 40, I would have saw people crying.
Sure.
The circus is gone.
Yeah, because it was something to do.
Yeah, and it was fun. It was entertaining. Now, personally, I never really had a good thing at the circus. It all stemmed from when I was in kindergarten. It was a field trip.
Okay.
And my mom was the chaperone.
Uh-oh.
My dad was at work, so I had to go no matter what. And I had an ear infection.
Oh, lovely. So you were miserable the whole time.
So the cannons are going off, everything's happening, and I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. No Cracker Jacks are going to make me feel good. So I never had a good experience at the circus. This is neither here nor there for me. But now, back to what we were talking about, you went on Facebook. Yes, it's closed. No longer are we going to have a Ringling Brothers Circus.
Yep. It's all the animal lovers.
You're more in tune with those type of people.
Unfortunately.
You get these people a little bit, but you don't agree, I'm guessing.
Correct.
Okay. What do they do with the animals after?
They probably end up in a zoo.
Does that make it better?
I guess.
How?
Because I guess they're not trained anymore. They're allowed to be themselves, but in a really small enclosure.
But I've heard those same people say zoos were bad.
This is why I don't argue with these people. They make my head hurt.
And then some people will be like, well, put them back in their natural environment. Well, they're going to die.
Correct, yeah, because they have no knowledge of how to live in
Well, that's like, wildlife. Yeah, if you put a... I don't know an animal. What's
an elephant?
An elephant. No, I was talking more like a cat. Okay, a feral cat knows how to live on its own in the woods. It can kind of survive itself.
Sure.
You domesticate that cat, it's going to die.
Right.
It doesn't know what to do. So same thing for this elephant, giraffe, or whatever. They're going to die. So now we're going to have an overpopulation at zoos?
Apparently.
And they're going to complain about that?
People are miserable. What do you want?
I guess I just want to know why. I mean, if you're one of those people, freaks@afreakaccident.com, you can email us. Maybe I'm offending.
I'm probably offending. I'm usually pretty good at that.
What happens to the clowns? They have to
get real jobs.
Well, they could have the best ever, cleaning service because they could send, 10 of them in that car.
Oh, God.
They could all fit in, you know. Oh, epic. Yeah, here we go to clean everything. Yay. Yay. I feel bad. Now, it's the problem isn't solved for these people. There's like 85 other circuses going around.
Right.
But does it happen to everyone now?
Possibly. I mean, if Ringling's attendance is down, obviously other...
there are sounds in this place. Sorry about that. I don't know if you guys heard that. But yeah, no, if they're down, well, then everybody has to be down at this point.
Right. Yeah, because Ringling is the known name. Any smaller circus, I mean... I don't think anybody...
Barnum and Bailey?
Oh, yeah, Barnum and Bailey.
So they're probably the next victim of this at this point. Like we said, you can email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Let us know what you think, because honestly, we're both on the same side of the fence with this one. I kind of see what you're talking about, but they get fed, they get kept, and they're... I don't know. Maybe I'm just not knowledgeable on it as much as I thought on that side of the story.
I'm going with you on that one.
All right. Well, yeah. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Let us know what you think. Coming up, we are going to see what's wrong with millennials in the workplace. This guy's going to explain it to us. And was he a little too harsh? We'll find out.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire.
Spell it!
M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A.
Do we really?
No, we don't.
Yeah, millennials are... what's funny about millennials, if you go by the actual definition, it's 84 and on.
Which would mean I am a millennial.
I am not.
Shut up.
I am not a millennial, thank God. I'm off by a year, but I think that's a little bit stretching it. Millennial, I always viewed, I mean, at the earliest, it would have to be in the 90s, because then you grew up in the 2000s. Like, you're...
Right. That's formidable. What I thought it was until I listened to this, and it was defined.
It's not just him. It's everybody defines it that way.
Well, you realize I don't pay attention to the world.
We've went over that in one, two, all the episodes.
Yeah, and we're going to keep going over it because people just don't seem to get the concept.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this guy, Simon Sinek, I think that's his name. Yeah, Simon Sinek, he joined this show called Inside Quest. You go to insidequest.com. We have the video up at afreakaccident.com. You'll be able to watch along. We're just taking some clips because it's like 15 minutes and we're just getting the chunks of it. It's what's wrong in the workplace with millennials? Why are they... Mickey, do you work with actual millennials?
Yes, I do.
What's the biggest problem with them?
Not being reliable.
Reliability is one of them. One thing that we'll get to about this, actually, we'll just get into what he says. He brings up the problem itself.
What's the millennial question? Apparently, millennials as a generation, which is a group of people who were born approximately 1984 and after, are tough to manage. And they're accused of being entitled and narcissistic. And because they confound leadership so much, what's happening is leaders are asking the millennials, what do you want? And millennials are saying, we want to work in a place with purpose, love that. We want to make an impact, you know, whatever that means. We want free food and beanbags. And so somebody articulates some sort of purpose. There's lots of free food and there's beanbags. And yet for some reason, they're still not happy. And that's because there's a missing piece. What I've learned, I can break it down into...
The missing piece is your idiots.
Pieces. Too many of them grew up subject to, not my words, failed parenting strategies. Where, for example, they were told that they were special all the time. They were told that they could have anything they want in life, just because they want it. Some kids got participation medals. You got a medal for coming in last. So you take this group of people.
So, I mean, we've talked about that, participation medals.
I still use it.
You still get participation medals?
Well, not for me, but I say towards people that are thinking that they're entitled to something, that they don't get a participate participation trophy really? Just for showing up. I know I still can't talk. Are you shocked?
You're taking Crisco's place.
I know.
but to blame... I'm kind of iffy on the blaming the parents, because isn't that giving them a cop-out too?
No, because that's where my whole opinion comes into play, is that parents are what children need for guidance. So if you have failed parenting skills, your child isn't going to learn anything.
True. I mean, that's where they get their foundation.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, my parents never... I mean, if I sucked, they would tell me I sucked.
Well, that's good. You learn to fail and you grow.
Yeah, you learn how to get better, or just learn, you know, not everything is an inherited talent. You just sometimes aren't good at stuff.
Yeah, that happens.
You could learn things. That's great. Let's hear what he continues with.
And they graduate school and they get a job and they're thrust into the real world. And in an instant, they find out they're not special. Their moms can't get them a promotion. And in an instant, their entire self-image is shattered. And so you have an entire generation that's growing up with lower self-esteem than previous generations.
I can tell you that's true at the radio station. When I started there, it was like, not to be like, well, back in the day type of deal.
Yeah, please don't.
So, but they would be like, hey, I would file paper for 8 hours a day just to get on the air. I just wanted that. I worked so hard doing the grunt work.
Right.
Meanwhile, you have these kids coming out of college now that are like, I want to be on the air now.
Well, right, because they went to college. They have a piece of paper that says, oh, I went and I did this, so just give me the job with no experience.
It's true. I mean... they go to college, but that means nothing compared to experience at this point.
Right.
You have people, I mean, admittedly, we're doing a podcast right now, but you have people that exclusively have done a podcast, never did radio before, and they think that makes them a radio professional.
No, it does not make me a radio professional. I still have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh, man. That's sad. But yeah, that, I mean, you've seen it in your workplace, I'm sure, where people want to move on faster than they should.
Oh, absolutely.
And they want gratification.
Yeah.
And all that.
But that gratification, even when they get it, it ends up being, well, it's not good enough. Well, because you're in a service job that isn't meant to be a full-time career. Like, it's a service job.
Unless you live in a big city.
Even then, like, you only have, like, an assistant manager and a manager. You can only make so many careers out of a service job. You know, you really have to have a trade or something that's going to continue in your...
Keep you moving forward.
Right.
There's an ending point to those jobs. He continued on with it. What causes the problem more? What is more of the reason that the millennials are like this in the workplace?
Now, let's add in technology. Engagement with social media and our cell phones releases a chemical called dopamine. That's why when you get a text, it feels good. So, you know, we've all had it where you're feeling a little bit down or feeling a bit lonely. And so you send out 10 texts to 10 friends, you know, hi. Because it feels good when you get a response. It's why we count the likes, the trauma for young kids to be unfriended. Because we know when you get it, you get a hit of dopamine, which feels good. It's why we like it, it's why we keep going back to it. Dopamine is the exact same chemical that makes us feel good when we smoke, when we drink, and when we gamble.
All right, you know what? I get where he's coming from, and he's right. But to compare, because I know what he's doing here, he's comparing it to an alcoholic.
Well, he's comparing it to any addiction, and I love the analogy that he uses, because it is an addiction.
You're right.
If you wake up every morning and you're staring at your cell phone and you're not paying attention to the world around you because you think it's on your phone or you think it's on your computer and you can't get away from it, that's an addiction.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, I guess same thing with soda, with absolutely smoking, with drinking, like you said. So, yeah, you kind of turned me around on that one. I guess I was looking at it at a deeper level. Like, it's like... it's kind of like alcohol, but the dependency, you could break that a lot easier.
Depending on the person.
I guess I'm not in that generation where I need it.
Right, like I leave my phone at home sometimes, I forget it, and I'm like, oh crap, I hope somebody has a phone on them, because payphones don't exist anymore.
In other words.
Payphones don't exist anymore. Phones and having a connection to the world is great for some things, but there's a lot of times where you really need to put it away and actually pay attention to the people that are around you.
And that's where he actually keeps going with this. I don't know if it's this called. Let's listen.
Now you add in the sense of impatience. They've grown up in a world of instant gratification. You want to buy something, you go on Amazon, it arrives the next day. You want to go on a date, you don't even have to learn how to be like, hey. Swipe right. Bang, I'm a stud.
That's not fair, because I found my girlfriend online. That's only because I'm a loser and I can't talk to somebody at the bar.
Oh, proofreader loves you nonetheless.
Your dogs are really mad.
They are super excited because Murderer's home.
Oh man, he's in the house for this one.
Isn't that a scary thought?
Oh God, well that's what the noises are in case you were wondering. Mickey's not turning into a rabid dog. But yeah, I went online because I'm a loser and I can't talk to people at the bar. That's where that's going. So, let's see what else he has to say.
Everything you want, you can have instantaneously. Except job satisfaction and strength of relationships. There ain't no app for that. They are slow, meandering, uncomfortable, messy processes. And so I keep meeting these wonderful, fantastic, idealistic, hard work.
Why does he turn British halfway through this?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Wonderful, fantastic, Harry Potter, come on over here. What happened to him?
I have no idea.
Smart kids, they've just graduated school, they're in their entry-level job. I sit down with them and I go, how's it going? They go, I think I'm gonna quit. I'm like, why? They're like, I'm not making an impact. I'm like, you've been here 8 months. You know? It's as if they're standing at the foot of a mountain and they have this abstract concept called impact that they want to have in the world, which is the summit. What they don't see is the mountain. I don't care if you go up the mountain quickly or slowly, but there's still a mountain. And so what this young generation needs to learn is patience.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, they, like you said, instant gratification. Some things take work.
Unfortunately, but they take work.
That's why, I mean, not that it wasn't high before, but divorce rates go up even higher now with this new generation.
Well, yeah, because they look at the person and they go, oh, I can find somebody better.
Yeah, they immediately say, or if there's a problem, it's just like, well, it's a problem. I'm done.
Yeah, they give up on it. Instead of looking at the problem and finding a way to not necessarily solve the problem, but at least be on the same level as the problem so they can work with it.
Yeah.
They go, screw this. I'll find something else.
Yeah, it's, I don't want to put in that work. We're going to have to go to therapy. I don't know about that. Maybe we need to compromise. Well, millennials don't compromise.
No, they do not.
They get everything right away. But apparently, this guy thinks it partially has to do with the employer.
Which leads me to the fourth point, which is environment. Which is we're taking this amazing group of young, fantastic kids who are just dealt a bad hand. It's no fault of their own. And we put them in corporate environments that care more about the numbers than they do about the kids. They care more about the short-term gains than the long-term life of this young human being. And so we are putting them in corporate environments that aren't helping them build their confidence, that isn't helping them overcome the need to have instant gratification and teach them the joys and impact and the fulfillment you get from working hard on something for a long time that cannot be done in a month or even in a year. And the worst part about it is they think it's them. They were dealt a bad hand, and I hate to say it, but it's the company's responsibility. And I wish that society and their parents did a better job. They didn't. So we're getting them in our companies, and we now have to pick up the slack. We have to work extra hard to figure out the ways that we build their confidence. We have to work extra hard to find ways to teach them the social skills that they're missing out on.
This is where I have the problem. You're saying millennials aren't patient and it's the parents' fault, and now you're saying it's the employer that needs to teach them. When are we going to teach responsibility?
Well, that would be at the parents' level. And unfortunately, with a lot of businesses, they look at the turnover rate and they go, well, I can find somebody else who's going to work for the same amount of money and the same amount of time. So I'll just take them and you can leave and go and find something better. I think the bigger problem is not necessarily the employer taking responsibility for the millennials, more so getting understanding.
That's a good point. The understanding level of it.
Right. So don't take the responsibility as an employer, but at least understand where these kids are coming from. Because I think that definitely in any job you go to now, they don't have any understanding. They look at you as a number, which is fine.
Yeah.
But they go, I can also have, you know, 2, 3, 4, and 5 as well. So I just don't really care.
And that makes a lot of sense. Like when I worked at a restaurant where it's just turnover, find another person, out, gone. They don't really develop you, so I never really learned harsh criticism
right
at workplaces. So when I went to the radio job, it was kind of a culture shock. learning, like, oh God, like,
somebody's going to tell me I did something wrong.
Not only that, they're going to tell you harshly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but even in the service industry, like, it's not necessarily your employer that tells you that you're wrong, but you definitely have customers, because the customer's always right, that's a whole different subject. But you at least have them teaching you to some aspect that you can be wrong, quote unquote.
Yeah, I just think it doesn't translate as well coming from a customer as it does from a boss.
I think it depends on how you look at it, because I look at my customers and I know they're my paycheck.
Well,
my
true.
Boss is just there.
True. And the work that you do,
yeah,
that's totally dependent on the customer itself. And here's a little Inception type of millennial Inception. Could the problem, because the employer's not teaching them, like you said, to learn different than what they got taught from their parents, could it be because the employer is a millennial himself or herself?
That's definitely the case sometimes. You definitely have younger kids coming in as an assistant manager or manager or supervisor, and you know, they're on the same level and they don't know what they're doing, but they have a college degree that says that they can do that, even though the higher ups didn't ever look at it and go, well, maybe they can't do it.
So we're really running into a problem where if we don't fix it now, there is no fixing it.
There's always fixing it, but Murder and I are on the playing field of, in the next 4 years, we're just going to stop eating out altogether because we don't trust the millennials that are cooking our food.
You see, I would do that. Food's so tasty.
I think they're going to screw it up to where it's not so tasty.
They can't screw it up at like an Olive Garden. It's prepackaged meals.
You'd be surprised.
If they screw that up, somebody's getting a tack hammer to the head. My God. But, I mean, this is an interesting question. I mean, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer. I'm not blaming millennials altogether. I'm not blaming parents altogether. It's really a deeper subject. I mean, there's a lot of answers to that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any right or wrong answer. It depends on the workplace. It depends on the environment. It depends on the parents. It depends on the kid. There's too many different avenues you can go to find. I don't think there's an actual solution.
Well, if you guys listening have an opinion on this, what you think is the actual problem, how do you fix the problem, we want to hear from you. Email us freaks@afreakaccent.com. We may revisit it because obviously, we couldn't give you an answer. We just listened to this guy's ranting. And it's okay to be confused about this.
I do have to point out, after watching that 15-minute video, it cracks me up that the only thing that kid interviewing him said was about taking a picture at the restaurant. So yeah. If you, the listener, watch that video, check it out. You'll get a good laugh at the end.
Yeah, we have it over at afreakaccident.com. God, Crisco-itis has just hit me. Crisco Botic, hang on, I'm going to go back to him real quick. He's going to tell us, where do you go?
It's a freak accident.
.com. See? You got it. Now, we may not have been able to help out that problem, solve it completely, but we're going to do it. We're going to solve a lot of problems coming up next. It's kind of a battle of the sexes.
Sort of.
Seeing who's right, who's wrong. It's a girls and guys perspective up next on A Freak Accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Well, we're going to answer that question today. Mickey is going to represent the girl's perspective.
I am so sorry.
Versus me, Lazy E, who will give the, well, guy-ish perspective. I'm still not certain if many people qualify me as a guy. I'm not even sure Proofreader qualifies me as a guy.
Well, that's not very nice.
I'm sufficient.
Oh, boy.
That's the best I could be.
Good enough?
Good enough.
Okay.
I'm going to go the millennial way. What we were just talking about. I'm going to take the millennials' approach of things. Their life's so much easier.
I don't think it is, but we'll go with it.
Yeah, it is. It's bliss. Ignorance is bliss. But yeah, it's a girls and guys perspective. What we're doing is we asked you guys over at a Freak Accent, our Facebook page, which you can get to by going to afreakaccent.com. Click on that connect button and you can end up right there and ask us a question and we will try to solve it.
Or like us on Facebook.
You see, now we're getting to a whole pitch.
Uh-huh.
No, we're not doing pitches yet.
Oh, why not?
Not yet.
Okay, fine.
Soon. Soon. No, but we got a couple responses. On, they want to see if we could solve this for them.
Okay.
Oh, God. Their whole life depends on us.
On these questions.
Mickey, you realize that.
I feel like there's going to be some angry women out there.
Just give it a shot.
Okay.
Try to be a girl. I'm going to try to be a guy.
Okay.
All right. For sure. All right. We had Jeff, who started us off with, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Seriously.
Well, I actually know the answer to that.
Oh, yeah?
Two birds that weren't really chickens created a chicken egg, and hence we have the answer. The egg came first, and then it hatched to become a chicken. Boom. That's the actual answer.
Two birds?
Two birds that were not...
They weren't chickens.
Yeah, no, they weren't birds. They just... they identified as birds. No. they were not chickens, and it morphed into
a chicken.
Exactly. Egg. So the egg came first. Done. First question. Jeff, we're done.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with that, actually. That makes a lot of sense,
you
unfortunately.
You have to agree with that. That's the answer.
Fine.
That's not a girl-guy perspective. I just wanted to...
throw that out there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's me showing off my smarts. Otherwise, I wouldn't just include him. If I didn't have that answer, I'd just be like an iguana.
I hope you found that on the internet, and it is so wrong.
I did find that on the internet. Listen, Wikipedia is never wrong. The next person, Jason D. Jason D. I'm not sure this is a question, but we're going to form it into a question. He said, explosive poop! Yeah.
What about it?
Well, I'm going to go where I think he's going with that. And say you're on a first date.
Okay.
Okay. And you feel it coming.
Okay.
And you know it's going to be bad. It's kind of like that Dumb and Dumber scene.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you leave or do you commence to ask for the bathroom? The girl's perspective.
If I have to go, I'm going to tell you, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a few minutes.
First date?
Yeah. Tough cookies.
What if the guy, it's at your place and you know this is going to be bad. What would you want him to do?
He can use the bathroom.
Okay. All right. Mickey, this is where we differ because I feel that coming. Guy's perspective, I'm leaving.
Because you're embarrassed.
I'm not just embarrassed. I'm mortified. Yeah, that's a great way to make a first impression. You're making an impression, right?
You go to the bathroom. People know this. Bodily things happen. Like
bathroom does happen, but explosive bathroom doesn't always happen.
No, but so what? It happens.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get over it.
There's gas stations everywhere. You know...
Excuse me, I'm going to leave for 5 minutes. I got to go drive down to the gas station and get gas for my car. I'll be back.
Yeah, you just excuse yourself, say I forgot something. Or when she's in the car with you, you gun it. And say I got to go to the bathroom in the Turkey Hill or whatever. Or uh-huh. Whatever gas station's in your part of the country. That surprisingly is a gas station in the northeastern part of the United States.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Turkey Hill. That is a really weird name. So, Jason, hopefully helped you. I think the girl and guy perspective there kind of flipped. Like, to the stereotype.
This is true, yeah.
See, this is what makes this interesting. The girls and guys perspective. Ed had this question. I'm not sure. Well, you'll just hear this. I have a pain and a yellow discharge coming from my big toe that smells like cottage cheese and undersweat. Help me. How would you help Ed? Girl's perspective.
Tell him not to look at WebMD because it'll probably tell him he has cancer.
That's a good point. Anything else? You want to expound on that a little bit more? Like, what should he do?
Yeah, like, clean it and go to his local physician and have them check it out.
Me? Ed, this is what I have to say. I don't doubt you should go to a physician, because you're probably going to lose your toe. But before that, put your finger down there and smell it. That's a guy thing.
Oh.
You want to smell, like, what does that smell like? Like, belly button lint. You got to sniff it first. No.
No.
You see, now we're back. Yeah. We're back on the girl guy thing. You see, this we're back on the stereotype.
Ironically, though, had that been my dog, I would have smelled it.
What? So your dog, you smell it. A human, you don't.
Yeah.
Why?
Because a human can take care of itself.
But you don't need to smell it to take care of it.
Well, yeah, you do, because there's, like, yeast infections that happen to dogs, and, like, yeah, these things happen.
What are you going to do? Just take it to the dog? Oh, my God, I just realized what you said. Where are you sniffing?
No!
My God, you're gross. You're gross. Long-time listener, always-time caller, Chicken Legs.
Oh, boy.
Chicken Legs had a question. Kind of in the same vein as our second one.
Okay.
Seeing there's no toilet paper when you go to take a dump, and you know she was the last one to use it all. Mickey, the girl's perspective, what do you do in that situation?
Well, you're a typical girl. Girls leaving no toilet paper.
You're right.
Shocker. Yell for toilet paper.
You yell for toilet paper. But I think I would have the guy's perspective. First of all, you got to change your diet. Second of all, I mean, it depends how long the relationship's going, but I would say to her, you know, maybe courtesy, put it back on.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, that comes with like the relationship. If it's like a first date type of deal, that's,
oh yeah,
like what the hell?
No. I think first date, you let it pass.
Well, yeah, yeah, we already talked about that.
Well, because you don't want the girl to come out the first time going, hey, used all your TP, do you want me to put some more on? No.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of the polite thing to do.
But you don't know where it is, so then you have to ask.
Well, God forbid you ask a question. Start a conversation! Oh, no!
That's different, though. Asking a conversation is different than, hey, I bundled up the toilet paper wherever and decided that I need some more.
Who knows? Maybe they put their toilet paper in a really weird spot and it could, you know, be a good joke.
No, that's not a good joke. A couple dates in, maybe. Mm-hmm. Relationship guarantee, you could do that. But first date, no. So there's a lot of superlatives, Chicken Leg, to your question, but hopefully we helped you out. I know he has a long time girl, at least according to his Facebook that I stalked when he put that question up. So, not getting creepy, Chicken Legs, but, you know. Speaking of toilet paper.
What about it?
Do you care which way it flips?
No.
It bothers me.
As long as it stays on the stupid thing that it's supposed to spin on, because we totally had this problem downstairs. We had to readjust because the toilet paper kept rolling off.
See, that's weird, because a girl doesn't care about it. Me, as a guy, it has to come from the under. I don't know what that would be considered, but the under pool, not the over pool. It's weird. I guess I grew up with it, so
okay.
It's just weird for me. I couldn't deal with it any other way. I've never really went to somebody who had it that way, like the over
pool. Okay.
It's a little stupid conversation, but hey, everybody deals with it. Everybody.
It's been a long-term argument, so.
Yeah, so, well, I'm glad we got that cleared up. And finally, we have our final question from Jason C.
Okay.
That's why I had to give, well, we have D's and C's, we get the A's and B's, we're going to be beginning of the alphabet already. Jason C. says, why don't women just say what the problem is instead of blowing up when they know men sometimes can't read subtle hints? I'm going to give the guy's opinion first.
Okay.
If I knew that, I would be a much more popular guy, or I would have been. I'm taken, but I would, even now, I don't know why you girl. Why do you girls do that?
Does proofreader do that to you?
Not really her, but to an extent, I guess. I guess like she'll say, "Well, I thought you knew I didn't want to go. You wanted. I didn't want you to go there. Well, I didn't know. Just tell me."
Okay.
Why?
I think this is like a communication and immaturity thing. This is more for like the 18 to like 27 year olds that haven't quite figured out how to be in a relationship. So the girls just bottle everything up and they give little hints. And
the stares.
Instead of just saying what they need to say, they make it all come out all at once. Because they just don't have the maturity level to be like, okay, if I just said this the first time, he'd get it and we'd get it done and over with, and then we can move on to the next problem.
And I guess that's one of those things that I could see it in the beginning of a relationship. Like, I'm not saying proofreader does it a lot.
No, yeah.
There's maybe one instance in the last year. But I think that's one of those things that grow as your relationship, or should grow as your relationship goes. I could see it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because you don't know really how to communicate how the person's going to react, so you don't know if you should say it. But after 6 months, a year in, if that's still a problem, maybe it's time to end it.
Yeah, it's totally a communication issue.
If you have a problem, well, we'll give you a girls and guys perspective. You can email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Now, on the way, oh, this could be bad. How many of these things, of these gross things, have you actually done?
I don't want to know.
We're going to find out next.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen. My armpits smell like something dead.
Okay, that's gross.
I don't shower or use cologne. I'm run naked in other people's homes.
Okay, that's
I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen. I'm horrible.
You really find a song for everything.
I do, and especially because that's my man crush, Bruno Mars.
Seriously?
Well, it's not him, but
I was going to say, no.
It's off of his song, The Lazy Song.
Oh, okay.
So it's a parody of it. You can look up Lazy Song, gross parody, and check that one out. But that's what we're talking about right now. The grossest things ever done. We all do stuff that's gross.
Of course we do.
And we're going to find out if you do some of these things, these grossest things, but you do them secretly. You know, you don't really want anybody to know. But this is show code.
They're not secret anymore on our end.
Yeah, it's show code. You admit it, we keep it, we're a family. You know, we tell everything and you tell it to us. That's what we do.
Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family. Well, that's another side of gross we don't want to talk about. All right, we'll go down this list and myself and Mickey will kind of like say our own and you could say it out loud and maybe we'll add some to this list. Picked your nose.
Yep.
Of course. That's ridiculous. Now, to expound upon that, have you ever picked your nose and flicked it?
Yep.
Did that today. At my work. It's laying somewhere.
I've gone to the extent of I flicked it, I thought it went out the window, it came back, hit me in the face.
Oh my God! Oh.
Never fun. Never
okay.
fun.
Okay, we'll build upon that. Have you ever picked your nose and wiped the boogies on whatever was the closest? That is every day of my life. Yeah. As I scratch my nose. It's like a thing. What about you?
Short sleeve.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said just short sleeve. I'm like, that's quite a reach.
Shirt. My shirt.
That's why the winter's the
best. Or the chair next to me, you know, or the stool you're sitting on.
Oh, no! Is this the boogie chair? I'm going to reach under. Did you ever have a boogie wall?
No.
You never had a booger wall?
No running Stimpy here.
Neither did I. Have you ever peed in the shower?
Of course.
Girls do that?
Well, I do, at least. I don't know if girls do.
Oh, my God. Now, guys, I get.
It's like a pain in the butt to get out of the shower and then have to get back in. And then you slide all over the toilet seat. No, it's pee in the shower. Get over it.
I'm not even going to ask you this because I don't want to know. But it also says peed in the bath. If you do that, you're a monster.
That's gross.
You are a monster. Unless you did that when you were one.
Yeah.
And you don't remember it. And because you did not get potty trained, that is the problem. Oh, my God. Okay. This one makes me want to vomit because this is just something with me. I cannot do this. Not showered for over 36 hours. So that's about a day and a half.
Not showered in 36 hours, kind of, because I had like baby wipes and stuff. Mm. So like you do like the French shower where like you go to a bathroom sink and you try to wash yourself as best you can. Like being on the road, sometimes you just don't have that
option. Okay, so you're on the road. I'm talking about in the house. I think that's what they're going
on. Oh, if I get to come home every day, no, I'm taking a shower every day.
Okay.
I waste water. It's fine.
Yeah, no, screw that. The water's there. The water's in the pipes. It's not going back into the ocean.
No.
No, that's going to be used for my shower, and it's going to be hot, and I don't care. I don't care if there's a water shortage either. I'm going to take long ones, too.
Okay.
I take long showers.
Like, what's long?
Like, sometimes I'll catch myself just thinking in there. thinking. Okay. That's it. And it can be 20 minutes sometimes.
Nah, I'm usually like a half an hour.
That's,
so,
but that's kind of my relaxation.
Yeah. So hide out in the shower. Nobody bother me. Go away.
Sleep in your bed without the sheets.
Oh, like with just like the mattress?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm too lazy to put the sheets on the bed.
I'll tell you that when laundry's not done, it's time for the sheet movement. That's what I do. This one's great because I know I've done this. Fart and Dutch oven yourself. Have you done it?
No, but I've stunk myself out of a room.
You see, I like my own brand. So sometimes if it's a good, you know, you want to kind of see how that went.
That's definitely a guy thing.
Guy and girl perspective. We're revisiting it right now. Eating something off the floor.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
5 second rule.
Okay, within reason. If I just found it on the floor.
there's a difference. Like if I dropped it and, depends.
A lot of these are kind of repeated. let's see. Worn underwear 2 days in a row.
Absolutely not.
I have.
Yeah, guys can do that. I don't think women really should do that.
Have you ever done... You want to hear this one? 3 days.
Oof.
3 days. I mean, I give it a little bit of a, you know, spray.
Throw it in the dryer.
I don't have a dryer at my house, so no.
Oh, okay, all right.
No. Found rotting food in your bedroom.
No.
It's happened to me.
I know I leave drinks, but I try not to eat in the bedroom, so no.
That happened when I had an apartment with my buddies, and we used to go out drinking.
God.
So you'd get McDonald's or something, just put it aside.
Drag into the bed.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, and that whole theory that McDonald's doesn't get old, it just stays preserved, that's a lie.
No, it totally does, because we had band practice 3 days after a show. The boys had left McDonald's on the floor, and the two idiots ate the cheeseburgers. They were perfectly fine, sitting on the floor for 3 days. It was disgusting.
That's...
One of those boys was murderer.
Oh, no!
And he didn't get sick.
Peeled off someone's dead skin and rolled it between your fingers, marveling at it. The key word is peeled off some dead skin, not someone else's. Peeled off dead skin.
No.
I have. I do that all the time.
Yeah, like even, like I've only had a sunburn like once or twice, but
what?
No.
You're like pale as a goat.
I know, and I don't burn.
How is that? That's not even fair.
I have no idea.
I burn like crazy, and you twiddle it between your hand.
Yeah, no.
And I find it interesting. I always love when there's the sunburn and it itches, because when you scratch it, it almost feels like you're accomplishing something. Like
your skin's breaking off.
Yeah, because once you get it all off, you're like, oh, now the itch is gone.
And then it's not.
But it's like a coloring book. You got to finish the lines.
Ugh.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Have you ever chewed on that said dead skin then?
No, definitely not.
No, that's something I have not done. Okay, this one's bad. All right. Although, guys, you know where this is at. Scratched your butt and smelled it.
No.
Done that.
No. That's definitely a guy thing.
And
yet
this
again.
This is something I have done, and I'll show code. Gotta do it. Scratched your butt and then smelled your... did I say smelled your fingers afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the continuation of it. Yeah, I've done it. What? Gonna judge me? No.
Yeah, we're judging you.
Not washed your hands before putting in contact lenses. I can't talk about that.
I can't because I don't wear contact lenses, so that doesn't work.
All right, left dirty dishes in the sink for more than a few days.
Yes, that happens at this house constantly. I'm sure you saw it when you walked in the kitchen.
Okay, has it ever happened to you where, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, there was mold?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's disgusting because, like, you go to... I have a bad gag reflex.
Uh-oh.
So when I do it, it's like I'll see the mold and I... The one time I kept in... We went to some farmer's market or something and they had fresh squeezed lemonade and I left it in the fridge.
Cup.
In the fridge, in the cup.
Yeah.
After about 2 weeks, I'm not kidding you, this was the sound. I poured it into the sink and all you heard was...
Yep.
And it just plopped.
Just sludge.
I nearly puked. It looked like a rug.
Yeah, that totally doesn't bother me.
So, I mean, listener, if you could think of any gross things that you do, we'd love to hear them. We'll do a whole segment about your gross crap.
And we can even keep you anonymous.
Yeah, we'll keep you anonymous. And heck, if you put your email in, put your address in there, we'll actually give you a sticker for free, even if you're anonymous. Just email us freaks@afreakaccident.com. What's that email again, Mickey?
freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Up next, we're going to end out the show with, oh man, this week in football was insane. And I'm going to tease it for you. You've got Antonio Brown doing something a little bad on the Steelers. Then you have a guy who had the best luck because he was confident in his team. You won't believe how lucky this guy is.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
We're getting close to the end of the football season, and if you listened to last show, Crisco thought I'd have to do this by myself. Let me turn on that Crisco botic real quick. I think we have that on. And without further ado, here is the football segment.
Yeah.
See, he liked it. He liked it. Football games were crazy. Mickey, did you watch these games?
I think I watched part of the Green Bay game.
Part of the Green Bay game?
Yeah.
You didn't see it all?
No.
Well, not entirely surprising. I mean, you don't watch anything.
You would be correct.
Yeah, but these games were crazy. We'll start with that Green Bay Packers game. The Cowboys, Green Bay Packers. Everybody thought the Cowboys were going to go. Is Murderer a Cowboys fan?
He is a Cowboys fan.
God, was he disappointed.
Oh, yes, he was.
And the last play that lay, the Mason Crosby, their kicker.
Right.
He hit not one, but two 50-yard field goals and longer, 56, one of them.
Yeah, and Murderer was yelling in the house.
And the crazy thing is, the one that led up to the last play, it was totally made up in the huddle.
Oh, really?
Aaron Rodgers made that up, the one where he passed it and the guy just, like,
landed. It just, like, fell into his arms.
And he kind of just, like, do you realize the strength that receiver had to have?
Yeah.
To not let his legs go out? That was ridiculous. I mean, props to them. I mean, they went, it was back in week, I don't know how many weeks ago, they were losing like bad.
Okay.
And Aaron Rodgers says, we're going to win out. They have. They have not lost a game since that. So I'm thinking that's a good leader. I mean, even not watching football, you have to know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Stepped up his game, said, I know what we're going up against, so we got to push a little bit harder.
Then we had the Steelers-Chiefs. That another nail-biter, 18-16.
Meh, it's the Steelers.
Yeah, I really, let me tell you, I'm really mad about this one. Then we had the Falcons going over the Seahawks, which was great. Well, let's go back to the Steelers game real quick. After the game, they, you know, they do those post-game things. Those post-game conferences.
Oh, okay.
And, or they talk to their team before that.
Sure.
They all give a pep talk afterwards. Now, they're not supposed to be heard, these ones.
Okay.
The ones that they're just given to the team. And, well, Antonio Brown decided to be Facebook Living while it happened.
Uh-oh.
And this is what went to over 30,000 people at the time it first happened. Now, you can't really hear it. It's very, I mean, if you really pay attention to it, he's saying that the Patriots had a day and a half, summarizing, had a day and a half extra rest, and those a-holes, they had an advantage, and we won't let them have that. We'll still beat them. They think they have an advantage. And then
it's a pep talk. So what?
Here's the problem. You're giving, because that's on, it's not what he said. It's because it was on social media.
Right.
You now gave the Patriots ammunition.
Yeah, unfortunately.
This happened before in 2005 when they faced the Eagles. The Eagle, Bill Belichick, their coach, went out and he goes, I don't know what you plan on doing on Tuesday after the Super Bowl, but in Philadelphia, they have a parade ready. The schools will still be in. They'll have flights going over it. And if you want to watch that, basically saying they're already planning to win. What do you guys think? Fired them up. But interesting enough, after in that Facebook Live thing, I'm not sure how if you're going to be able to hear this, but this is what was said at the end of it by the coach, Mike Tomlin, you could hear.
Hey, cool on social media, man. This is about us, nobody else, man.
No, I didn't catch that.
Keep off social media. This is about us. Yeah. Yeah, that was probably not the smartest thing from Antonio Brown, although he's not going to get punished. They say he talked to him afterwards. It's not a big deal. He'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. And then we had the Patriots, of course, taking down the Texans. That was an awful game. They beat the snot out of them 34-16.
Typical Patriots.
Yeah, exactly.
I know they're my home team, technically speaking, but it's, you know, I'm over it now. Like, can we get, like, a team in New Hampshire or something to beat them out?
Yeah.
Just saying. New England's a little bit broader than just, you know, well, one football team.
That's not going to happen. They might have a team in Vegas with Oakland, but that's about as far as they're going to change things. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show.
We are.
We're almost at the Super Bowl.
I don't want to be.
You know, but we have two more games left. It's the Packers and Falcons, the Steelers, Patriots, and we're going to do a little prognostication to see what we think is going to happen.
It's time for Freak Accident's Implausible Prognostication! It's time for Freak Accident's Implausible Prognostication!
Blew your ears out, didn't I?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, what do you think's gonna happen? What's your prognostication, your bold prediction?
I am going with the Patriots are going to lose to the Steelers this year, by, let's say, 3 points?
That is the best prognostication you've ever given.
Prognostication!
I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers, the wizard of making Hail Mary passes in the game against the Falcons, he will throw one at halftime and complete a touchdown. And then he will end the game, winning the game on a Hail Mary in the last 5 seconds. Yeah.
Hail Mary's all around.
Oh, Hail Mary! All right, just shut it off. We were doing so good. Man.
We're allowed a couple screw-ups. We're new to this.
Yeah, we'll get better as the weeks go on. Of course, you can email us, as always, freaks@afreakaccident.com. You can visit us at afreakaccident.com. We have all these stories up there and the video of the motivational guys up there. And also, make sure you go to iTunes. You subscribe to our show. You download it, you review it, you do all that funky jazz that Crisco always tells us to do.
They can also go to Google Play Music
and download
us there.
You can get it anywhere podcasts are downloaded, really.
Yeah, and Stitcher, Speaker, what's the other one?
Stitcher, Speaker, Spreaker, there's
a lot. Any of the podcasting. Exactly. We are there.
We are there and we are ready. And of course, if you live in the Wilkes-Barre area, 88.5 King's College Radio, you can hear us every single Friday at 4, or when you're hearing it right now.
Sure.
Coming up next week, we continue to give you a girl and guy's perspective. You can email us those questions, freaks@afreakaccent.com. And also, you'll learn about the Maid of Dishonor. Ooh.
No, that just sounds awful.
I know it's going to be. You're going to have to stick around next week for that one. For a Freak Accident, for Crisco, who's putting this all together in the background, I am Lazy E.
And I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
You really blew it.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.